these are the comps on that house. They're all in this Highland neighborhood, and these are the comps. He was one at $2,385. You know, I've got $2,400. They listed at $149, and they sold it for $135, 47 days on the market. And here's what Craig was talking about. This house was owned by Fannie Mae. Again, Gibbs Realty, that's all they do is sell foreclosure houses. So I know that this house was a foreclosure house. It may have been in pretty good shape because these houses are pretty new. But I know that foreclosure houses sell for less. And here's another one. This is 2,100 square feet, listed for $159. They took $145, 41 days on the market. I look a lot at days on the market. And those are good right there. This was a owner-occupied house. And so this is, like Craig said, a normal John home seller selling his house. Here's another one. Well, this was mine when I actually sold it. And here's another one here at 2,200 square feet, listed for $150. They got $150 in 8 days. See, this is a good neighborhood. They're selling fast.
Yeah, that's a good another one to see.
Yeah, 72 days on the market. They got 152. They listed at 157. So I'm happy with the days on market. It confirms what I know about this neighborhood, that it's a neighborhood that sells pretty quickly. And that's my sale right there when I sold it. Here are the... here, Allison Way numbers. And here is my penciling. No spreadsheets for your boy here. This is old school. We just write it down. But you can see I paid $85. My repairs on this house are $15,000. And so that's not a lot of work. You got a 7-year-old house. I'm not doing anything on the heat and air. I'm not doing anything on the roof. The siding is vinyl. I'm really not doing anything on that. So basically, this is a spruce-up job. I'm taking a 7-year-old house and making it look new, and there's just not that much to do other than light cosmetics. I went ahead and grabbed my numbers for you here, and well, here quickly, I was going to show you that you got 85 and 15 is 100. I've got 100 over 150. That's 67%. That's almost 70%. But I'm okay with that, because this is not a lot of work. My boy Craig is doing $77,000 worth of work and spending months on that house, or $15,000 worth of work, and I did that in 2 weeks.
Do you avoid major rehabs like that? Is that a cup of tea you don't like to drink out of?
No, I do them all the time. But even then, like I just did a major rehab that we closed on maybe 3 weeks ago. But for me, that major rehab was $32,000, and I did it in 2 months because I don't have a 100-year-old house. I did a major rehab on a 27-year-old house, and I did the roof, and I did the heat and air. I basically gutted the whole inside, both bathrooms, kitchen, and everything. But I'm not doing a lot of plumbing, and I'm not doing a lot of wiring, and I'm not tearing out the sheetrock. You know, when you saw Craig's pictures, you could see the studs. I don't see the studs too much. I'll see them in the kitchen and bath. But the rest of the house is, I don't have to do that kind of thing. I don't have to replace a lot of electrical panels every now and then on something that's 40 or 50 years old. A lot of times that same old electrical stuff is going to work, you know. And so it's just quicker. If you're not getting all the way down to the bones, it's just quicker. So a major rehab for me is, you know, 30-something thousand bucks in 2 months. And it's just a lot quicker.
Well, and frankly, you are someone who gets the rehab done for less than probably most anybody else out there, and that's because, you know, what you've impressed upon me a number of times when we've talked in the past about your business is you have narrowed down what you do to two jobs, right? The two things you consider to be the primary hats you wear, buying houses and buying materials cheap. Buying houses cheap, buying
That's
materials
it.
Cheap.
That's exactly right. I'm in the business of getting things. I'm in the business of finding deals. I find deals on houses. I find deals on materials. And I find deals on labor. When I run my rehab, I basically run it myself, subbing everything out myself, although I don't have a GC license. Each individual person that needs a license will go pull the license for their, the heat and air guy, if he needs a license and a permit, he'll go get that. But there is no GC that runs the whole thing. That's basically me. And I'm using the same old people and doing the same old things. I use the same granite guy, use the same paint guy, use the same tile guy. And it gets to be pretty rote. They know what I want. They don't need me to stand over them. I buy the materials most of the time, which sometimes is just a phone call. Then they go get it. I charge them on my debit card, or sometimes it's a drop ship or whatever it might be. Sometimes I actually go get them myself because I want to pick them out, or light fixtures and things like that. My main job is to stay ahead of them on materials because I'm only paying for labor. I don't let them buy anything. I buy everything because they don't care what it costs, and I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm very picky about making sure that I'm the one that makes the decision on all the buying of the materials, because I'll get tile for 58 cents a square foot, and they would just pick up something for $1.20. And I'm just going to – I like to shop for deals, and so I find that fun. Saving money.
Well, there's actually a big lesson in there that's an important lesson for me that I think we all should learn as you get into discovering your niche, your focus, your particular slant as an investor, and that is finding the stuff that really jives with your personality and your likes the most. Finding the not just the business model that works with you the best, but also the duties within that, the roles that you play, and creating a situation where you focus on the things that you're the best at and enjoy the most. And you have done that.
Yes. Okay. Finding a deal is exciting. I'll buy something sometimes. I don't even need it. But if I find a front door that is a super deal at one of the places that I find deals at, I might buy that thing and put it in my storage unit and just keep it. I'll need it pretty soon. And if it's a smoking deal, I'll go ahead and get it. Or tile. If I find 1,000 square feet of tile that I like the color, I know I can use that color in more than one house, and it's very cheap because whatever reason, I might just buy all that. Sometimes they'll let me leave it there till I need it, because they just want the money. And so, I get excited when I find a deal, whether it's a house or whether it's materials or whatever. I get excited about that. On this house, I went ahead and wrote out here, what we spent money on. And this house had it was weird. The back door went straight into steps that dropped down probably 8 feet down to a patio. It was the most awkward thing. You open the back door, and if you're not careful, you're just going to fall down 8 steps onto a patio. And so I built a two-tiered deck back there. I put in granite. In this neighborhood, rarely, they didn't build the spec houses out there with granite counters, and so that was a little upgrade that I gave my buyers. And then I painted the inside, exterior paint. That's just the doors and some of the trim, not a whole lot because it's a vinyl house. I got stainless appliances, no refrigerator, but the other stainless appliances for $1,100. That's a microwave, dishwasher, and a stove. I put in new carpet and tile. There was hardwoods in the entry and dining room, and I didn't have to do anything to them. They were in fine shape. Hardware, one thing I'm big on these days is I'm replacing all the hardware in the house with nickel hardware, changing out to gold and going to nickel. Nickel seems to sell better. Did some yard work, replaced all the bath fixtures. Only had to replace one bath vanity. I always replace the mirrors. I saw them in Craig's photos, but I did the same thing. And they have those mirrors. There's just a big mirror that's just hung on the wall with nothing. And we take those down and throw them away. And then my wife goes and buys nice mirrors that are framed, and we just hang them in the bathroom. And then miscellaneous, just a bunch of little junk. I usually replace all the switchblade covers and the switches themselves and whatever, just miscellaneous stuff like that. It's only $15,000 in 2 weeks to get this house done. And here's how I estimate profit. I usually give myself a range on this house. Got from 140 to 150, I think I'm going to get for it. I got
and we saw the commission by that.
Right. I got the commission based on the different sales prices. These are what Craig called closing costs going in. These are what I call my closing costs. Here I'm lumping in and out. These are my closing costs to buy and my closing costs to sell. And it's going to be about $2,000 no matter what the price is. I'm probably going to have to pay $4,000 in buying in the buyer's closing costs, what he called help. But on this range, in this price range, sometimes you don't have to pay them. So I might have to pay $4,000 on the bad end, or I might get away with zero. We don't know. Utilities and insurance on the house. It could be as bad as $1,800, depending on how long I own it, or it could be as little as $1,200. We don't know that yet either. He called that kind of carrying cost. The price that I paid for it, $85,000. The repairs, I estimated $15,000, but it might be $17,000. You know, you never know when you get in there. So on the low end, I might make $21,800. On the high end, I might make $37,800. We'll just have to kind of wait and see.
On your oops factor there for your repairs, I'm just curious, just a little aside. You said you estimated 15, but you know you might go 17. Do you typically have like a $2,000 leeway you give yourself, or a percentage, or just kind of a gut feeling of I could go over this much?
10%. Then I round up on a small rehab like this.
Okay.
Maybe 15%, and then I round up again. You know, like 10% of 15,000 would be 1,500, so I rounded up to $2,000. You know, on a $30,000 rehab, I might go 15%, so that'd be $4,500 or something like that. I'm usually in there on that. I've just been doing it so long, and the other reason I can get it right is because I don't sit around and wait on bids. I look at it, and I can look at a bathroom, and I can tell you pretty doggone close what the materials are going to be. And I'm paying for labor most of the time by the day. And so I'm looking at that going, all right, we got 2 days on this, and, yeah, you know, materials are going to be that. And I'm pretty close. You know, same thing, like if you look at tile in the kitchen, I can just sit there and go, okay, it's, you know, he's going to have 2.5 days in that, and so there's my labor, and it's 340 square feet, and I'm going to pay 60 cents a foot for tile and then some other, and I can just do the math on it pretty quick. So I'm not that far off anymore. I was nowhere close to this good back in the day because I used to do everything on bid. Everybody would always come over and bid things for me, and sometimes it depended on how broke that guy was at the time. His numbers would change or whatever. You know, since I switched to buying materials, my guesstimate going in on repair costs have gotten a lot tighter. They really have, because they're just not going to beat me out. People will come over if I haven't used them before, and they'll try to start bidding by the square foot or whatever, and I'll just let them ramble on. And then I'll say it's a tile job. I'll say, well, how long is it going to take you to do it? He'll say, well, I will charge you, you know, there's going to be two of us, and I'm going to charge you $600 to do this tile job, $3 a foot, 200 square feet or whatever. And then I'll say, well, how long is it going to take you to do it? And then he'll start trying to tell me how good he is. And I'll say, oh, man, me and my boy Randy, we can get this done in 2 days. And I'm like, well, I'm paying for all the materials. That sounds to me like, you know, you want $300 a day to labor. What kind of hourly rate is that? You know, paying for materials, taking that off the table, and dealing in labor costs and then getting them to tell you how quickly they can do it, you can really get down to what they're trying to make a day. And if it's too much, you can call them on it.